My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Pete Alonso's Grand Slam gave the Mets the lead for good as the Mets doubled up the Nationals 8-4 in Port St. Lucie on Thursday. Pete very happy to smash the slam on his mom's birthday, and his mother was also in attendance at Clover Park to see it. And Alonso did not have a home run all spring last year, so this one was sweet for Pete. The home run came on a short, simple, compact swing, and that's a great sign for Alonso, who didn't chase much last year, but the consistency in his strike zone or in the strike zone with his swing just wasn't there.
Well, for me, I think that in both years I had a lot of really good swings. I mean, at 19, obviously, I was more consistent with it, but I feel like in 20, I feel like that I mastered the strike zone a lot better. I chased less in 20. I just feel like it just wasn't necessary. I just didn't necessarily get going and hit my stride consistently. And if I can blend being consistent, making those type of short, simple, compact swings, and minimizing chase, I feel like I'm going to be set up extremely well going into the season. I just want to keep making good hard contact and swinging at drivable pitches. I mean, I feel like I've chased one pitch, and that was 2 days ago, and it was a 3-2 fastball, a little high. But I feel like for me, if I can remember which ones I chase as opposed to losing count, I feel like we're going to be in a good spot.
Manager Luis Rojas liked the fact that Alonso drove the ball to right center, and he kept things very basic in his swing as well.
I saw a lot of that in the minor leagues when he was coming up, and I told him before, and I tell to some of the guys around me, he needs to stay simple. And I think I shared this with you guys. He needs to keep his approach simple, because he's got so much strength, and sometimes he wants to do too much and go and get the ball, travel a little bit forward, leak a little bit, like, you know, we use as a term. And today, in that at-bat, he didn't do that. He, you know, basically used some of the power distribution out of the pitcher, and he basically stayed back and drove the ball. I mean, he barreled it. I mean, he's holding the bat. He's creating power for that. So, you know, it was just a nice swing, simple, and the ball carried. I mean, we all know how much you can carry when he barrels it. So I'm glad he felt that. You know, that's some of the things that are a good sign now early in camp, and we're looking at repetitions of things like that, a bat like that, and swings like that from Pete.
Pete needs to be on time first and foremost, so when does he know his swing mechanics are in sync and his timing is right?
Using my eyes, I mean, trusting what I see. I mean, the swing mechanics for me, like, this is just at certain guys. Obviously, people are different in how they're with their approach. But for me, if I start thinking about mechanics, the ball's already in the catcher's mitt. I mean, I'm late So for me, I want to be able to, I just want to turn the brain off a little bit when I get up there. The biggest thing for me is being on time, and using my eyes, because for me, if I'm late, I'm not going to trust what I see. And then that's when I get out of myself. And also, being anxious, that's a part of it as well. So for me, it's, controlling the situation by, just being relaxed and going and sticking with your plan. And for me, it's, just trusting my eyes and, not wanting to hit too much, because that's the thing. If I want to hit or too much, then I'm going to start swinging at sliders or out of the zone or fastballs above my head. So that's the thing. I need to just reel it back, relax, and then let the ball be in the strike zone. And if it's not, obviously don't swing.
Young lefty David Peterson had some first inning troubles, but stranded two runners, and he threw one hit ball over two scoreless innings. Rojas really liked what he saw from Peterson on the mound, throwing strikes and showing poise.
Well, Peterson threw the ball really well. I thought his command was there. There's a couple of close pitches there. He didn't get calls in the first inning, but he kept attacking the zone. He missed. They barreled him a little bit in the first inning, but you know, he's a tough guy, and you know, he kept just throwing the ball over the plate, and he got his three outs. So then he came back the next inning and did the exact same thing. So same kid. We know his demeanor. I mean, good poise. He's going after hitters. Trying to mix, like I said before the game, just use his entire repertoire. But having a lefty in the rotation, always great value. You change it up with, you know, some righties that we have, you know, from our starting pitching depth standpoint. But we also have Luke Casey, who, you know, as well as another lefty. So, yeah, it's important that you have guys to change it up a little bit on opposing lineups, and also that relievers can feed off of it. So, but we'll see. Right now we're ramping up guys. We're stretching out guys. Peterson, that was really good outing for him. First two innings going out there and throwing strikes repeatedly.
Two bounce-back candidates in the Mets bullpen both threw on Thursday, Dellin Betances and Jurice Familia. Betances had rough numbers, two hits and four runs, but one of the hits was misplayed by Drew Ferguson in left field. Betances was throwing 91 to 94. That's a good sign, but it was the other changes that he's worked on that had Rojas feeling pretty optimistic.
You know, we'll have to see how he keeps ramping up, going up, but we were more focused in his arm angle and different things like that that were brought to his attention at the end of the year last year to carry it into the offseason. And everything was in where we wanted as far as like release point, arm angle, everything to make sure that he's letting the ball go at the same spot where it's been effective in the past. So he was there today. And then, you know, the below, of course, I mean, we're going to be happy about that. But the number one thing was to repeat what we asked him to repeat from now on. So that was a good, that's why I say it was a good outing.
Familia, meanwhile, had a scoreless inning, but he walked two and he needed 31 pitches to get through. Familia is mixing in a four-seamer to go with his patented sinker to change the eye level of the hitters, and he threw a few good ones in the third inning against the Nationals. Here's translator Alan Suriel on Familia's thoughts.
This offseason, I did work on my four-seamer a lot. I did throw a few four-seamers today. Every batter knows it's no secret that my best pitch is my sinker, so a lot of the times they're sitting on that. So yeah, today I threw a few of them, and I like the way that they came out.
Rojas also liked the look of the four-seamer and thinks the contrast with Familia's sinker will be very effective for him.
That's what he's working on that. I think he threw a couple of 0-2s when he was facing Harrison there. The stolen base, I mean, was something that extended the inning for him. And yeah, the four-seam 0-2, Harrison fouled it off, but his times to the plate were quicker. He could get in the ground ball, get a double play, get out of the inning. But that four-seam, the slider that he's worked so hard on in the offseason, like I said earlier, he threw it today, and, you know, there's just a couple that's on and off, you can say. But for him to get different looks and get hitters away from that sinker, it brings the sinker back again. So, yeah, it's the right thought process. And we're just looking at him to have the command so he can get batters to commit more to his entire repertoire.
Elsewhere, Brandon Nimmo homered to lead off the game, then added a single. Nimmo is 5-for-7 to open up the spring. I think he's a fast starter. Also, utility man Jake Hager homered. He had a two-run shot in the seventh inning. Nationals captain and longtime veteran Ryan Zimmerman had a three-run homer off Betances. That came in the fifth inning, and that paced Washington. Seth Lugo, meanwhile, met the media for the first time. He's about 2 weeks into his rehab from surgery to eradicate the bone spurs in his elbow. And he's gone through his shoulder program right now, and he's also keeping his legs in shape by riding the bike. Of course, Lugo had to answer a question about his role. Is he a starter? Is he a reliever? Well, how about we just go with pitcher?
Well, I consider it a blessing, and I consider myself a pitcher. I think I take pride in being able to pitch in different situations, different scenarios. And, I've always had that mentality, and I've always kind of bounced back between starting and relief, whether it's, amateur ball or college ball, So that's kind of the way I've always been, and I like it that way.
The Mets will be totally off on Friday. Camp is shut down for the day, so we'll be back on Saturday when two-time Cy Young Award winner and Mets ace Jacob deGrom will make his spring debut in West Palm Beach against the Astros.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.